Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next, again, 3 hours of information-based. We're going to learn a lot today about what's bugging a lot of our listeners, aren't we, Chuck?
You and I are going to learn a lot, and I got to believe if you and I are learning a lot, then our listeners might also learn a little bit, too.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Oh, you did a great job this morning on Mr. Hollis's show.
He is so gracious. I'll tell you, you and I mentioned several weeks ago that he has put together a great show that precedes ours. And he mentioned this morning, he said he was a warm-up band for the...
Oh, yeah, right.
And I told him, I said, Mark, you've got it backwards, man. You know, we are blessed to benefit from the great audience you generate with a really good show. I don't listen, you know, intentionally to a lot of radio, but when I do, it's because I want to learn something and I like a passionate host, and Mark is one of those guys I intentionally listen to on Sundays.
You're going to learn.
Yeah.
You're going to learn knowledge. You're going to have great guests. You're going to hear about what's going on, you know, like on Saturday, you know, with Jim and Cam. Same thing. I love Saturday and Sunday driving into this
the
show.
Car guys and Dr. Joe. It's funny because... I was explaining to someone else this morning prior to us getting on air here how I love passionate people, people that are focused on something they're really good at.
Amen.
And everybody you mentioned is that way.
Yeah. You know, people that once they figure out what they're going to do in life, they found their passion, they found the direction. We always say, be the expert. If that's your field, be the expert in that field.
Yeah.
And people will always come to you when they have an issue with that. It's like you and I with radio. When we, you and I first started this, we weren't the experts, but we sure, I mean, hey, I'm not, I'm very humble, but we are the housing experts in Southeast Michigan. We've been on continuously longer than any other show out there in the housing. And we love what we do. And Mr. Hollis does, and Cam and Jim does. And it's where people come to get educated, WJR, weekends and weekdays.
It's where people come to get educated. I like that. Speaking of buildings and houses, which
yes.
You and I love,
yes.
For decades, the largest single building facility in the world has been the Pentagon. You've probably heard that many times.
Sure.
It's got like 6.5 million square feet of enclosed space. Well, guess what? We've lost that distinction in this country. And you'd never guess the country that now has that.
You're right.
It's not Russia. It's not China.
It's not North Korea.
Not North Korea. Oh, goodness. It's India.
Okay.
They built a facility that is over 7 million square feet, which it'd be fun to go through it, wouldn't it?
How much time you got?
Exactly. And they, I mean, for years, the people have said you'd get lost in the Pentagon. I can't imagine how easy it would be to get lost in this one. But they process diamonds. 90% of the world's diamonds, gem quality diamonds, are processed in this building. I thought that was kind of interesting. 7 million.
It's so interesting. So
cool.
Interesting. Imagine the security that's there.
So if you walk in with a wheelbarrow full of stuff every morning and walk out with one, do they check the wheelbarrow and make sure you're not taking diamonds out?
Right, exactly. Or make, yeah.
Remember the right. Story about the guy that did that at the diamond mine, and after 30 years, you know, of checking him, they finally figured out he was stealing wheelbarrows.
Put him, come on, Brian. Come on. Hey, as always, we won't be having Chuck's corny jokes all day, but we will continue to have housing information you can trust. If you have any questions, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897, or the phone number that Chuck likes.
I know it. I know it. I love it. 859. Go ahead.
Nope. 800-859-0957.
For some reason, it's funny. I mean, you and I are both decades-long listeners to WJR, and they've had that number forever. It's like I'll forget where I live or how to put my pants on, but I'll still remember that number.
You know, I'm a relatively young guy compared to you. And I remember JP. I listened to WJR when I was in my early 20s. My wife and I bought a house in Novi, and I would travel down 696 every day in the morning. In rush hour traffic back in the early 90s, late 80s, and listen to JP in the morning. And been listening to this for a long time, Yeah. And we're just thrilled to be a part of it.
Yeah, and when Paul started doing his noon show, it's like, wow. And here we are again with him having that. I love it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to open the phone lines pretty early, right, in the show today?
Yes, we are. 888-654-GUYS. Phone lines are. We had some great calls yesterday, boy. We had a lot of calls. We had some great calls. The basement call, the one that rings mind was a gentleman that called yesterday that had the bolts that were actually leaking in the basement. And, you know, we always say when it comes to a lot of basement waterproofing companies, if everyone has a hammer, you know, the answer is always a nail. And they work, okay? The systems work that these companies use. For a system like that, for an issue like that, I'm sorry, to be able to waterproof a or stop a nail from getting wet inside of a concrete wall, for forever, the only way you were able to do that was to dig on the outside of the basement all the way down to the spread footing of the basement wall, and then from the outside repair the issue, and then put some tar over top of it, and then put some Visqueen, which is plastic, over top of it, and usually, or even you could even put a membrane over top of it, and that would take care of it. But I did some investigating yesterday, Chuck, on what we were talking about yesterday, and there are ways that you can drill products that you can drill in next to that bolt and shoot products in there that will penetrate into the concrete. They'll absorb into the concrete, and they say that it'll take care of that, you know. But hopefully, Chuck, hopefully they use the right bolt down there. That is so super important.
I'm sure they did. I mean, just for the sake of our listeners, what these are precast concrete panels that are made in a factory and then delivered to the job site, and they actually have hollow cores in them. They will embed rigid styrofoam into the concrete, and then they will have hollow cores like wall cavities, like a framed wall cavity on the inside, and they are cement or concrete on the outside, and they bolt them together with a gasket in between each panel. And they set on a stone foundation rather than the concrete spread footing that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And if one of those bolts is not particularly tight, they might get a little water leakage in between the panels right there. So they first step, tighten the bolt, right?
Right.
High quality steel bolts that they use for that. We've actually had the opportunity. I love them. I think they're a great system. The Kleenex name we mentioned yesterday was the Superior system.
Well, what I meant, Chuck, is let's say they're on the job, they're setting these, and they went, oh, we forgot the bolts, and they send some guy up to the local big box store that doesn't know they need to get the right kind of bolts. I mean, it's happened, and that's what I meant when I said that.
You're right.
Those mistakes happen. So, hey, Chuck, next week, or I think next 2 weeks, we're going to be another Victor's Rooftop giveaway, this time a little bit closer to home.
They are an awesome company that we trust implicitly, and they have a 50-year leak-free guarantee available to anyone that buys a new roof from them.
Of course, we're talking about Victor's Home Solutions.
That music intro reminded me of Three Dog Night. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. It was a totally different Brian. Is so good at that, isn't he?
Yes, he absolutely is. Taking your phone calls, everyone. This is the Inside Outside Guys, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Do you keep a compressor in your garage?
Oh, sure.
Yep. I know.
Little pancake compressor, and actually it's used maybe once or twice a year.
Pancake,
yep. No syrup.
Leave it to you to associate it with food. For those listening that don't know, it literally is shaped like a fat little round pancake. Yeah, we call them a pancake compressor. I've got a slightly bigger one in each garage. Actually, I use them, you know, for tires and all kinds of stuff during the year to blow stuff off. But I found a neat little way to store the hoses.
Oh, please tell.
Excellent to where, you know, the I'm going to say the Home Depot bucket you buy for $5, the orange bucket, everybody's got 12 of them.
Sure.
If you take one of those and literally screw through the bottom of it such that the bucket is perpendicular to the wall, sticking out from the wall above the compressor, you can wrap the hose around it,
Okay.
And you can cut a wood shelf or two and screw through the sides of the bucket into the wooden shelf so that you've got storage inside there for maybe your gauges, your tire pressure gauges, the attachments that you use for blowing, you know, high compressed air through the device to clean your mower off or that kind of thing. It's right. Really convenient, and it's easy. And it's cheap. I like cheap. You'd like cheap.
Cheap. So question for you.
Okay.
Do you have a power washer?
I got like three of the darn things. Yeah.
Okay. Why can't, here's a very simple question. Why can't they make a hose for a power washer that you can wrap up like a normal hose?
I know. I mean,
I mean, I've had power washers my whole life. And they're rigid. They're floppy. They're awkward. And why can't they make a hose like that hose we're just talking about? For a power washer, you know they can. I don't get it.
You're probably giving away your retirement income here idea.
Yeah, like that's an idea no one's ever thought about. That drives me crazy. It really does. I got to tell you, I bought a DeWalt power washer last year it had a automatic start. And it's funny, once I got it home, I knew it would be an issue because where the hose goes in, there's an electric, just a couple wires that go in this little sensor, and it's so loose. Right where the hose goes in, it's so loose, and I actually have to build something to hold it in place, because if somebody uses this for a commercial purpose, you know, they do a lot of power washing.
Sure.
It will not last. It was a $600-$700 power washer.
Wow.
It just will not last. So be careful. If you're getting one for residential, you want those as simple as possible. And if you're getting one for commercial purposes, you don't necessarily want to buy at those big box stores. There are specialty stores out there. One in Farmington Hills on 8 Mile I can think of. And they've got some phenomenal equipment. But because it's commercial, it's built better, it lasts longer. Hey, it costs more.
I'm like you. I'm going to look at where the hoses go in and come out, including any electrical, you know, tools, and look for any potential for them crimping or having to be crimped while I use them. Because you're right, that'll just tear stuff up. It'll destroy hoses or electrical cords if you're not talking about a power washer. It's crazy.
And I take my power washer everywhere. I mean, seriously, if I go down to vacation with a friend's house, I'll bring it with me. And, you know, I go down and take care of mom. Matter of fact, I went and did mom's porch recently and power washed the porch. I got to go back and power wash it and sand it again. I don't use it as much as most commercial guys do, but I should not be having a problem with it just after a year.
Have you already had issues or no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know. And it's very frustrating. Very frustrating. 888-654 guys. Equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. Give us a call.
Yeah. Should we talk to David?
Let's talk to David from Rochester. Good morning, David. You're on with the guys.
Thank you. I want to fill up against the house. It's a brick, two brick high, and it's not jointed there. Is there something I should put on there before I put dirt up against it?
You're going to go up against your brick with dirt to get a better grade going away from the house. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Some people would say put tar there. I don't know if I'd put tar there because you'll never be able to get it off. I would probably just put some Visqueen up against it before I backfilled up against it. What do you think, Chuck?
As far
with a sealer?
I was thinking of putting a modified tar product. I wouldn't use raw tar, certainly, but I don't even know if you can buy that anymore.
It's called roof cement now.
Yeah. But modified bitumen, if you're reading specifications. But bottom line, I probably would. If I'm going to put dirt up against there, my philosophy is I'm probably never going to expose it again anyway. And I'd rather have something like that that will penetrate the mortar and the brick.
Yeah. So you're maybe like ice and water shield? A membrane like that?
See, I don't like that. I don't like a membrane right there because water might get behind it. There's no really good way, non-invasive way, to stick, you know, plastic or an ice and water shield to it.
Okay. How about this? How about maybe spraying it with a water sealer, a good water sealer first, and then doing the plastic. Only reason I don't like the tar is because once it's there, it's stuck. You'll never get it off.
No, you're right. I wouldn't disagree with that observation.
But, you know, David, if that doesn't matter to you, you can go to Home Depot and buy a 5-gallon bucket of roof cement and a 4-inch wide putty knife. And that, I mean, honestly, that's probably your best bet. And then once that's on, you can take some plastic and just put some plastic up against it. It'll stick right to it and backfill from there.
I like that.
Plastic wouldn't hold the moisture in there.
Well, the thing is, what you're trying to do is prevent moisture from coming from the outside in. That moisture will bleed into a gap behind the brick that is supposed to be about 1 inch thick. But if you're putting soil up there, it's to divert water away from the house, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you do use plastic in combination like Ken talked about, it's not a bad idea to carry that plastic out underneath the new soil you're putting down for a couple of feet. So any water that gets below it will run on the plastic away from the house.
Great idea. And you see that a lot of professionals do that. Yeah, it's a great idea.
All righty.
Okay, David.
Thank you.
Enjoy. You're very welcome, sir.
That's a dirty job.
But it's a good job. Right. You know, it's whenever you're dealing with tar, wear rubber gloves, put cotton gloves over the rubber gloves, wear long sleeve shirts, pants that you don't want, because it's almost impossible not to get it on you somewhere.
Yep.
So make sure you cover yourself up.
Whenever I'm doing jobs like that, I keep a couple pair of leather gloves that are well oiled.
Right.
And I have an old pair of Carhartt insulated pants that I put on.
I've seen those.
Yeah, I look kind of pretty in them, don't I? But long story short, it's like you said, you don't care if you get something on them. You put them away until the next job.
Right, exactly. Hey. And to clarify, when we talk about tar, when you go to a hardware store now, there isn't a tar aisle. You got to go to the roofing aisle, and you got to get roof cement. It's been that way for a long time. It's not tar. That's what a lot of people will use. They want to do a temporary fix if their flat roof is leaking, or a quick fix around flashing, around a chimney penetration. But I want to remind people, it's only a temporary fix. If you're going to use a product like that yourself, know when you use it. It's only going to be a temporary fix.
I am so old, we used to use that all the time on basements.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yes. 888-654-GUYS. We'll take your phone calls when we get back from break. Rob from Brownstown, you're first up. In the meantime, Chuck, I have a very good friend I've known since high school that contacted me a few weeks ago and said she needed an electrician. And she lives on the east side, and I said, you know what? Give Lake Point a call. She sent us a message yesterday saying she loves Lake Point, made an appointment, came out when they said they were. She dealt with Dom. We know Dom. She was thrilled with Lake Point Electric. So if you need some work, anything from standby generators to getting some plugs redone, make sure you consider Lake Point Electric. Good morning and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. Laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. If you have any questions now or during the week, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com or give us a call at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's start off with Rob in Brownstown. Good morning, Rob. You are on with the guys on WJR.
Hi, good morning. You had to ask them about a furnace. It's a brand that I didn't really associate with homes that they gave me an offer on, and they said that's the only one they sell. Is there any difference in brands as far as quality furnaces for residential?
Great question.
It is a great question. And the differences are those that are discovered by good installers over a period of time. Ken and I were just talking about that. We've seen brand names come and go as they change some of the interior components. I remember Pat Kelly years ago talking to us about the difference in literally how they did the crimp in the heat exchanger.
Right.
In some furnaces, and that would last in some cases 40 years, in some cases a year. based on how the crimp was done on the heat exchanger, but they didn't discover it till they installed a bunch of them and found out that that was a bad thing.
Right.
So Ken and I defer to really good companies because they're going to use quality product that they don't have to be running back out and servicing.
You know, and that's it, Chuck. With the innovation of the smart technologies, you and I were talking just recently about a very, very popular standby generator brand that used to not be considered very good at all. I mean, it was one of the junkiest in the business. And another furnace brand we could think of that used to be considered one of the low-end ones, and they're not anymore. They're up there with everything else as the technology's gotten better. What you just said, they have to keep up because they do not want to keep going out to a client's house. Nobody wins at that point. Nobody does. Yep. So, Chuck, you said the warranty and installing contractor are the two most important parts when buying any equipment like that.
So you buy from a good installing contractor. You let them furnish it, let them install it, let them service it. I mean, you and I, we were talking on break about CNC. And what a great company they are. And again, they can't afford to put in a bad unit. So over the years, I think they currently do Carrier, right?
And they
have great luck with Carrier. Yep. And part of it is luck because you're dependent on the manufacturer to not, you know, have new ownership come in and change the specification or, you know, put a cheaper grade of stainless steel in a heat exchanger or whatever. But that's one of the good ones now.
Does this make sense to you, Rob?
How's the quality in furnaces now? I mean, because my furnace is 28 years old. You know, the appliances, they say they're not as good as they were 20 years ago. Is that the case with furnaces now, or is this a different story?
Yeah, unfortunately, it really is the case. You don't see the appliances lasting like they used to last, and we think a lot of that is a consequence of all the smart technology and, you know, them trying to get more energy efficient, but they just don't last. I mean, we've had people, you just said, you'll probably never get a furnace that lasts 25 years again. It's not going to be there. You agree, Chuck?
Yeah, I guess time will tell.
Yeah.
I mean, the motor technology is going to make them last longer because they're not AC and they're not running as hot as they used to because they're running on DC current. So we might actually see blower motors running longer, but the one thing Ken mentioned that I agree with is the electronics. The electronics tend to fail. You know, we put those in moist environments, in basements and crawl spaces, you know, so you may have to replace something like that without replacing the entire unit maybe.
So it's more of a maintain it, you know, little things, electronic things.
Yes.
Maybe going forward.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate the electronics. I just had an auto mechanic talking about that. He said, fundamentally, the cars are better than they've ever been. The electronics are the issue now that we're constantly dealing with.
Now, when it comes to a new furnace, what you really want to make sure is that it's properly sized. That's so very important because, Chuck, you've said it for a long time. So many of the houses out there do not need a 98% efficient furnace.
Or a 200,000 BTU unit.
There you go.
Yeah, proper sizing for air conditioners. Go ahead, Rob.
This guy was saying I have an 80,000 BTU, but I only need a 60,000. I've got an 80,000 now.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You're going to have an input, and then you're going to have an output based on efficiency. 100% unit, you know, they'd be the same number, right? 100% efficient unit, which we don't quite have yet. So you're going to have an input and an output, but it should be based on your house, the size of your house, the cubic volume of your house, the insulation, the window quality, the window orientation, the window square footage. I mean, just a lot of things that a good company will look at just to properly size it for you. If it's too big, it's not going to properly move air and condition air in your home. The philosophy has been for decades now, slightly smaller specification on furnaces and air conditioners.
Okay. It's better than slightly bigger.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Use one of our people. Okay. You should be totally satisfied, you know, using a Sharon's or a CNC or someone like that.
Family Heating and Cooling.
Family.
Yeah. They're all at the InsideOutsideGuys.com.
Gotcha. All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Good questions, Rob. We appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely
good questions. Yeah, what do you do? What do you buy, Ken?
Chuck, he said it there that a lot of it has to do with maintenance. That this is one of the reasons why maintenance programs, especially people for who aren't handy, even if you are handy, people can't work on a furnace today like they used to. Nope. So the maintenance programs are so important. And then you get the question, which we'll get every once in a while on email. We've decided we need a maintenance program. Who should we buy it from? Should we buy it from the companies, the DTE and the Edison's of the world, or do we buy it from a private CNC or Sharon's? What's your thoughts on that, John?
My thoughts are if you purchase the unit from CNC, you purchase the maintenance contract and service contract from CNC. I have found, I don't care if it's a motorcycle, a Sea-Doo, a snowmobile, a car, a furnace, the more people that touch that, the more likely you are to have problems. So I want one source, one phone call, one company I trust. I really do. I know that sounds self-serving for the show, but I really
believe that. No, I agree with you. You know, if I'm at home and let's say my mom decides she wants a maintenance program. She's had a lifelong relationship with DTE or consumers. Mom, if you're comfortable, go ahead and do that. But if she's buying a new furnace, if she's installing a new furnace, like you said, you call one company and go, oh, well, we sent so-and-so out to take care of it. You're going to have to get a hold of them. Well, no. I spoke to you when I made my first phone call to come out here. And you're not going to have that problem with a family, a Sharon's, a CNC.
No, you're not.
Yep.
You really won't. I mean, it'd be a shock if you and I heard that. I do like, you know, I agree with you, your reference to mom. With the DTE or the Consumers Power, they do tend to have really good home warranty programs. They're affordable. They're value-driven. So I agree with that, thinking that if you've already got a unit in place, it's been there 20 years, use the utility company's programs because they really do have good ones.
And their values, whether it's utility company or a private company, they're not, maintenance programs are not expensive. They're really not.
Well, and those programs, I think, because they give you kind of a menu list, and you can pick and choose what you want. So you might enter all of your appliances in the program, or you might enter some of them specifically. Sure.
And what that does for people, it just gives you a peace of mind, especially, you know,
yep.
If you're older, you're on a fixed income, your refrigerator breaks, your furnace breaks down, you can't afford just to replace it. So it's easier to pay a small monthly fee to have it maintained. But like anything else, when you decide to go on these programs, please just don't hand them over a check and sign something. Read, ask questions, take notes.
Know who you're buying it from.
Because then we'll get an email from a person saying, I hired so-and-so, and they're not doing this. And we'll go, well, did you read the contract? Because those are great companies. If they were obligated, they would take care of it. We know they would.
Yeah. And you made a comment earlier, and I just can't agree with it more.
Really?
That if you buy from a good company, they're going to take care of that machine over the decades. They want you to be a referral for them. They want you telling your neighbor what a great company Family Heating and Cooling is, or Sharon's, or CNC.
Absolutely.
They want that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally agree with you. Totally agree.
So it's good stuff.
888. No, it's okay. Hey, guess what? You're a little passionate. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
You know, you and I, speaking of good companies, we have had nothing but great luck with a company that does masonry and concrete that will fix that chimney that's falling apart before winter for you and do a good job with it. We trust what they do. They know the flashing. They know all the intricacies of that industry. And, of course, we're talking about Brickworks Property Restoration. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Hey, I want to remind you, go to the specials page before you hire one of our referred contractors. I know that MI Remodelers, our buddy Gary, if you get a siding job from him, from his company, he'll throw in $1,000 worth of gutters free, custom gutters. And a lot of our companies have deals like that.
Yeah, the special values page is a phenomenal page. Real quick, Tom from Rochester, we apologize. You're calling about wasps. We're going to have Rove Pest Control on between noon and 1, sir. We have a guest we have to get on now. But between noon and one, if you could call back Tom from Rochester, these are going to be the experts when it comes to wasps. Between noon and one, appreciate it. Meantime, you talk about longtime guests.
Yeah.
And so longtime team partners. Bob's been a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys for close to 10 years now. And never have heard one negative word from anyone that's ever used Bob's services.
I think he had bad coffee one time.
Bad coffee? Well, that sounds like, yeah, that's probably Bob.
I think it was old coffee.
Just a great guest, a great company. We love referring Bob McComb from McComb Construction. How are you today, sir?
Hi, Bob.
I'm doing great. And you guys?
We are blessed. We are blessed. And we're thrilled that you're still a part of the show because we love referring your company. You want to explain to people what McComb Construction can do for them?
Yeah, our mainstay is major remodels, custom homes. But right now, more than anything, last couple of years has just been major remodels, putting additions out the back, brand new kitchens, second floor additions. Just people are staying where they're at, and that seems to be the lion's share of our work right now.
We love it.
What does it mean when we call McComb Construction a turnkey company for customers?
Well, we're going to include everything in the project, and we give you a price to do your job. That's what it's going to cost you. You're not going to get a phone call from us or somebody on the job's going to say, oh, we run into this or we run into that. We got to have more money. It doesn't work that way. When we give you a contract to build your project, it's done. Carpet involved.
That's so impressive. Bob, you have just done so well for so many of our people. McComb Construction, you guys have a niche right in a certain area. You won't go too far. You won't go too close. But one thing, the area you're in the meat of the Metro Detroit area. And I was thinking back to the housing crisis years ago, just before the housing crisis happened, everybody was getting exactly what you say they're getting now, the additions, the big major remodels. And what's really nice now is we know that's not in the future. This is going to continue. There's no sign of anything like that in our future, Bob. You seeing the same thing?
Yeah, and I think what it is people have just awakened to the fact that, you know what, I don't have to leave to improve my house. I don't have to change locations. If I like my schools and I like my neighbors and where I'm at, I'll add on to my house, and at the same time, you're building equity into your house, so you're just increasing the value of your home. Whereas you go out to buy a new home, it's going to cost you way more because obviously the cost of products has gone up, the cost of lands have gone up, the cost of homes has gone up, and it's never ever going to come back down where it was.
I love what you say. We did an article a year or two ago on that. Pay real estate commissions on the sale of the home, on the purchase of the home. You have moving costs. You have all those outside meals for 6 months while you're getting settled. Just all the stuff involved when it's a greater investment just to stay home and improve what you got.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, we can do your improvement without you ever leaving the house. Wow. And get it done and your money way ahead. And again, you're building equity in your home. So, you know, your home's going to appreciate. So, and I would say in over half of the cases, the people could immediately get the money out of their home that they just put into it by doing one of our additions, just because what sells us, square footage, kitchens, and bathrooms.
You know, what you're saying, Bob, it sounds like people need a reason to fall back in love with their house, and you're helping them give a reason, because they bought the house originally at one point, they were in love with it, and now they need something else, and you can help. I think it's so impressive, and what you just said, there's so much value in the fact that you can help them stay in their house while the construction is going on. Explain how you do that.
Lots of times, if we're putting a second floor on your house, we only take off what we can cover. So you can stay in the house. And we, of course, let you know what we're doing every day. There might be a short period of time where it's a little uncomfortable, but with dust protection and everything else, we can for the most part, keep you right in your house. And then if we build out the back of the house, we will build practically the whole addition before we ever make the breakthrough into the house. So other than a little noise, you're not even going to let know that we're there, because until that addition is framed up, secure, windows in, roof on, and insulated the whole nine yards, we're not going to make the breakthrough into your existing home. And then when we do that, relatively quickly, usually.
I'm sorry. So people with small lots in the Royal Oaks, the Birminghams, the St. Clair Shores, wherever, you can go up. You can put a second story on those homes?
Yeah, we do a lot of work in Royal Oak. We're going to start one pretty soon in Birmingham, Beverly Hills. And that's most of what we do is go, yep, and we go straight up. Usually up and over the garage, or push the garage out front a little bit and then utilize the garage as living space and go over top of the garage.
And add instant value to your home
because of good design.
At the same time. Because everybody knows what, you know, you take those areas, what we just talked about, what the resale values are there. So why give up all that equity if you've lived in your house for, say, 10, 15 years and you've built all that equity? If you're going to move, you're going to throw all that equity into an expensive new home where you could just add to that equity by building onto your home.
So, Bob, when we get some emails, one of the questions we're asked all the time is, we want a good builder with a lot of experience. And can you kind of explain how you fit that bill and the experience that you have from McComb Construction?
Yeah, I'm the best. Wonderful. No, the business started out with my grandfather. He was actually a stonemason out at Cranbrook. And then after the war, my dad and him got into business together. And they started the business in 1954. They incorporated in 1956, and I worked lockstep with my dad all the way up until probably 20 years ago. And then my dad has since passed away, but we've been in business for 65 years, and now my son is working with me, has been working with me as a project manager, and hopefully he will be the next one to take it from here. But we've been around for 65 years. Actually, maybe 66 years.
Fourth generation, and we've heard good things about your son as well. That he's found, yep. And we've met him, of course, many times we've met him. But just want to let people know, when it comes to experience, there aren't any that has more than McComb Construction in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, I was lucky with my son. Everybody that we work for, always, it seems most all of them go out of their way to tell me they really enjoyed working with them, and that's like the best compliment you can.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you know, so we must be doing something right. But we treat people right, and we treat the cities right. The cities know what to expect of us, and we don't have any problems.
Well, let's talk about that. We get back from break. Let's talk about your relationships, not only with homeowners, but with the cities as well, and why when people hire McComb Construction, they have a little extra layer of protection behind it. Okay, Bob, can you hold on just a minute and come back with us?
Sure can.
Appreciate it, buddy.
A minute ago. I was talking about brands not being as relevant as the installing contractor and their warranty and their years of experience, right?
Yes. Yeah, you know what? We have, once again, Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning. They have been with the Inside Outside guys now for years. They have installed, can't even imagine how many air conditioners and furnaces in our listeners' homes, and never a negative word, only positive whenever we refer Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that from 12 to 1, we're going to be talking with Rob Greer and J.B. Hines from Rove Pest Control. That'll be a lot of fun. We got Bob McCohen on the line with us. Ken, you were talking about some issues with him, but I wanted to ask Bob real quickly, how important is good design on the front end, Bob? How important is that in it, obtaining a good budget and a seamless job that doesn't look like it's, you know, had a house that had something added to it.
Well, our job is remodeled. Is to do the job and not make it look like anybody did it, add to the house, make it seamless. And what we do is we have you in our office. We'll have our architect visit you at the home, do some sketches. We will talk dollars the very first time I meet you, and I can give you kind of a budget where we're going to be by the time you get your project built, so there's no surprises. So you basically know if you want to move forward or not. And then my job is to try to create the design of your project to stay within that budget. That way everybody's comfortable, there's no surprises, you're prepared, and we move forward. Saves a lot of time as well.
Wow, yeah, that is good. Bob, building departments. When you have as much experience as Macomb Construction has, the relationship that you have with building departments is unique. Can you explain that to people? Because the trust factor between the inside-outside guys in Macomb Construction is huge, and between Macomb Construction and the jurisdiction that they're working in.
Well, it's like my dad always told me, it takes a lifetime to build a reputation. It takes about an hour to ruin it. And our thing with the building departments is we've worked with them now, all of them practically for years. We have a name with them and a reputation with them. They know basically who's taking care of the job, and that if we do get a violation, we're going to take it well and apply with it and you know, take care of it. But we, for the most part, don't get too many violations because our people do things the way they're supposed to be done, to code and do them right. So yeah, they know what to expect from us, and you know, we just get along with them great.
A little while ago, Chuck mentioned building up, and I want to go back and touch on that for a minute, because you mentioned Berkeley, Royal Oak, a lot of those tight lots where there's no room to go out. People may think that's the only option is to go out, when going up sometimes may not only be a better option, but a more value to that option, correct?
Yeah, in those areas, we more times than not do go straight up, and it's actually a little less expensive to go straight up, because it's always been less expensive to go up, even on a home. A colonial's less money than a ranch, because we're getting rid of all those footings and all that site work that we have to do to go out the back. So going up typically is less money and much more functional on those tight lots. It's really the only way to go. We get on lots down there where there's hardly any room to even get a dumpster around, so let alone going out the back or machine access, that sort of thing. But more cost effective to go up, definitely.
Okay. Well, Bob, everyone knows they can find you at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Can you tell people what your jurisdiction that you will cover is, and also give out some contact information, please?
Yeah, you can reach us at 248-528-0816, or our email is MCC, as in Mary Macomb Construction Company, 1871, gmail.com, I'm sorry. And we work probably within a 50-mile circle. It just depends on the scope of the project. I only go as far out as I can manage the job efficiently. I can't go, you know, 60 miles out to do a bathroom, but if we're doing a major remodel, that might be a different story. So
it makes
call
sense.
Us and we'll really talk.
Okay.
And I will talk with you. I meet with the people. I sit down with them. I take care of everything.
And they'll see you on a regular basis because you know how important communication is, Macomb Construction, and keeping in touch with those homeowners and the great, great crews you have working for you. Like we said, you've been a team partner for a decade now. We've never had one negative issue come up when it comes to Macomb Construction, and we know you've worked for a lot of the inside-outside guys and WJR's listeners over the years. So thank you very much for all you do for our listeners, Bob Macomb, Macomb Construction. And we know you'll keep doing the same thing. And you heard Bob give his contact information out. And you can also find Macomb Construction at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Bob, thank you, Bob. Very much.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.
God bless you, too, buddy. You know, Bob, in a very complimentary fashion, is like an old shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Love to put it on and wear it. And you're never going to get rid of it. We love what that company does.
You know, it's funny because a lot of times in sales, Chuck, you train people, and you can't train gray hair. And sometimes when someone walks in, they have gray hair. They just get more trust, right? And that's Bob. That's you. That's me. It's important to all of us. So thanks again, Bob, for coming on.
You know, you talk about that, and there's just no substitute for really good experience. And if you're looking for someone to resolve your foundation issues, whether it's mold or it's a leak, whether it's a crawl space, whether it's a full basement, the Foundation Authority has proven itself as being good for us and good for our listeners. Phone lines are open, 800-859-0957 or 888-654-4897. Guys, right?
You got it, buddy. You got it. In a minute, we'll go to Steve here, and Steve's been very patient. I just want to go, Tom called a little while ago and asked about power washing, where he could find a part for a power washer. And we got two possible places that Tom can call. The first one is a place we refer all the time, which is located here in Southeast Michigan in Canton, which is repairclinic.com.
That's Steve's question.
No, I'm talking Tom. Let's see. Is that his question now? Is that what I'm looking at? Let's see. Well, let's find out. Let's talk to Steve. You there, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Maybe this is your question. I apologize, sir. You're asking about a part for a power washer, is that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, I apologize. Go ahead.
I'm looking for a pump itself. They appear to be very easy to replace, but I have a very old power washer. I had it checked out, and it appears that I'm only getting maybe 70% of the strength of the power washer to wash, to do my patio or whatever else. And to have it repaired, I found it's probably about $250. Well, the washer I bought originally was only $400, so it makes no sense unless I could repair it myself.
Okay, agree. Agree. So we got a couple places for you to contact. You have a pen handy?
Okay.
Okay. The first one is the repairclinic.com. And one thing we love about the repair clinic is if you look up your part, a lot of times you can find a video that accompanies your part that will tell you exactly what it's for and how to install that part, which is just huge for any consumer doing DIY out there. Another place is on 8 Mile in Farmington, and it's called Atomic Cleaning. And they service and sell any water cleaning equipment. And I've gone to them before. They're a very good company. So if you have a pen, I'll give you their phone number.
Okay.
248-615-4400.
6-5-4-0-0-248.
I'm sorry if I'd said it wrong. 615-4400.
4400. Okay. Got it.
All right.
I hope I can find the pump. It's an Excel power washer, got a Honda engine, and it's a Vilbis power pump. And it's the power pump that's not working. I mean, it's not to its full capacity.
I'd be very surprised if you couldn't find it at the repairclinic.com. I really would. They should have that part for you.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing. And
do they have a phone number? Go
ahead.
I don't believe they do, sir. They're. I mean, they deliver. They're almost like the Amazon of this kind of stuff, these kind of parts. I've been in their warehouse. It's just amazing the size of their warehouse.
It's on Michigan Avenue, there, aren't they?
Michigan Avenue in Canton, I believe.
Yeah, yep. Canton.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. I just happened to turn the radio on and heard you guys talking about pumps, and I've been looking to get one replaced, or am I going to end up buying a new one? I don't know.
Gotcha. Well, check these out. You should be in good shape. We appreciate your call, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you, sir. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897, or you can give us a call on the JR line, 800-859-0957.
Yep. Looking forward to hearing from you up until noon, at which time you and I will be talking with Rob Greer and JB Hines from Rove Pest Control.
You know what? With all this rain that we've had, the bugs have been prolific, and we've been getting a lot of calls about that. And Rove Pest Control, Rove Pest Control, again, will be on with us between noon and 1. They'll be able to answer any and all of your questions. And it's nice that we'll be able to take calls and answer your questions during this time.
I know. That'll be fun. Yep. It's been a tick year, too.
Right.
That's the inside guy talking. So,
do you know what? I haven't seen mosquitoes be as prolific this year, at least not where I'm at. Because we had such a dry start of the summer, and then it's got real wet. I have not experienced a lot of mosquitoes out. But a lot of the chiggers are really small things that drive you crazy when you walk in the grass or you have your feet. That's one thing. I can't handle my feet being bit at all. It drives me crazy. So I always have some kind of foot protection on.
You're a foot sissy.
I am.
I am too, to be honest with you. I hate it. You know, a lot of people have plumbing in their homes, right?
Yes, sir.
Probably most people. It's funny because you were talking about the barn dominium last week, and one of the qualifications of a house, a habitable space, is that you're tied to a plumbing system, like a septic or a public sewer, that you have potable water. Anyway, people don't pay much attention unless they have a major issue with their plumbing. And we are maybe the article this coming week or next will deal with little subtle things to look for that indicate you either have a plumbing issue or you're about ready to.
Ooh. I know. You know what? It's one of those things that people almost don't want to know.
We don't. I get it.
I was at a friend's house just recently, and a big storm came through, and wind was going sideways, just going sideways, and was upstairs. We were staying in one of his room upstairs, noticed a little drip in the corner of the window, and it was just a small drip, and I put a little towel down underneath it, and the storm was over an hour later, hardly had any moisture on the towel. Inspected all around the corner of the window. No, nothing punky, nothing rotting. It's a cedar house, so quite a ways up. So next time I go there, we're going to have to get a ladder, get up there and caulk it, and pray that's it. It's coming through there. Hopefully that's the place where it's starting. But I told my friend, you know, because, of course, he gets frustrated. Son of a gun, you know. And good thing we saw it. Good thing we found it.
Exactly.
Because if he wouldn't have found it, he never would have gone up in that room. He lives in a big house by himself. He never would have gone up in that room.
Yeah.
And one day he would have walked up there and, you know, he could have saw something really terrible up there, mold and whatever it may be.
You are so right. You know, I have experienced episodic leaks like that where they occur once or twice and they never occur again. You'll see them maybe in the window well that floods for the egress window in the basement. Or we actually had a roof. It rained so hard for so long where a brand new house, water was getting back up under shingles instead of being shed by the roof. It couldn't shed the water fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a one-time leak, brand new house. I built it, you know, so believe me, that was scary. But it was just one of those things where the shingles hadn't sealed down and the roof literally was flooding in a heavy rain.
Jeez.
Crazy.
That right. is crazy. And this storm, too, and we get these emails quite a bit. I only get a leak when the wind the rain comes out of the west at a driving rain. That, we get that all the time.
You were talking about a sideways wind.
Right. Right.
You know, with that leak that you detected there, that might only happen in that situation.
And it was sideways. It was crazy, the storm that we were in. Now, what we do have, because in those situations, and we've explained this many times in the past, you heard me say with that leak, I hope it's coming in right above the window. Chances is it could be coming in 10 feet away, running behind some siding and manifesting itself in that corner. So if that's you and you have that issue, Leak Finders, Advanced Infrared, is a company that we refer all the time for people for this issue, and they help so many of our listeners. They really do.
Yeah, we had a listener this morning that we referred to Advanced because the first thing you and I say all the time, find the leak.
Right.
Understand exactly where the water is coming from, then take steps to resolve it.
Yep, and you can find that.
The roofer, right? Everybody thinks the roof.
Oh, absolutely. And you can find Advanced Infrared at theinsideoutsideguys.com. And speaking of leaks, Chuck, sometimes how do they occur?
Yeah, bad installation of good gutters. And you need a company that not only has a good gutter product, but knows how to properly install it so it will not leak.
Properly install and properly size, because you'd be amazed that if you go from a 5-inch gutter to a 6-inch gutter, how much more that little bit of protection, seems like a little bit of protection, will protect your house. If you need new gutters, you need gutter protection, you want to consider Christian's Gutters.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We're going to open the phone lines for the next half hour before our special with Rove Pest Control, and the phone lines will be open during that show too. 800-859-0957 or 888-888-654-GUYS.
Appreciate it. So, remember Rove Pest Control when we're done here. And JB Hines is the local owner, or not owner, but the guy that runs the local Rove Pest Control here in Southeast Michigan, and people who have hired Rove Pest Control in the past talk to him all the time. And then we have Rob Greer, who's going to be joining us from Minnesota, and this guy is just an absolute expert when it comes to anything that crawls and has multiple legs. It's very interesting, yeah. Interesting interview.
And passionate. I just love listening to those guys talk. Rob carries around little containers, cockroaches and all this stuff, which sounds terrible, but if you've got them in your house, you're going to be glad you have a solution in Rove. You know, we just listened to an advertisement for Michigan Solar Solutions, and solar once again is coming to the front of people's concerns and questions for
it
the
sure
entire
is.
Guys, isn't it?
Yes, you know, yes.
Hope Electric does a great job. NECA, the contractor.
IBEW,
yeah. And, of course, Michigan Solar Solutions can provide solar solutions for you. And I guess there's just awesome federal government tax credits available for people to do it.
And for that reason, if you've ever thought about solar, you know, people say it'll never get cheaper. Well, this really will never get cheaper because the government helps you out so much when you get – I mean, you can't think of a lot of stuff that – you get the government's help on purchasing. And if they're going to do it, you know, some people might not agree with it, but if they're going to do it, take advantage of it, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. If they're going to do it, take advantage. I mean, you and I are not advocates for government-subsidized product in the marketplace.
No.
But if it's there...
Use it. Use it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, phone lines are open. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
So we get a lot of people, you know, that plumbing issues where maybe the pipes are just starting to discolor a little bit around joints, or you get a sewer smell, or you have low flow in one point of use, like the shower in the master bath or something like that. Those are all indicators that you probably have some issues that need correcting over time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, in so many of those things, people just think they can tell you, If you've never had any experience with plumbing, please don't try plumbing. Oh, because you can make you can make something so you can open up a can of worms. And another thing we have to suggest, if you are have the guts enough to try something like this, one thing every homeowner should know is where the water shutoff is. So very important. Do that. You do that beforehand. But if you're in the middle of something and spraying out, you're going to wish you knew where it was right away.
You are so right about that. It's funny, when we used to do home inspections, one of the things we would do was point out where the main shutoff was for the house.
Right.
And some old, old houses didn't even have one, I mean, which was crazy.
Right. You know? Right. Chuck, some of the emails that we've gotten in the past, and I mean, I'm sure I can just search replace plumbing. The questions actually ask, is there a time in a house, you know, pick the age, that pipes should be replaced in the house, maybe as a maintenance issue, replace them before they go bad. What's your thoughts on that? If you had the budget and you could replace your copper with a PEX, would you do that?
If I thought I needed it, I would. You know, so much of that, Jared Beauchamp will tell you, is based on water quality.
Right, right.
Over decades, right? If you have a lot of minerals in suspension that have settled into the pipes, so they become, everybody understands when an artery, you know, that carries blood in your body gets occluded or partially closed. And that happens to water supply pipes in houses. So I guess it depends, you know, if I felt I needed it, I like the idea of a PEX type product for water supply lines.
Yeah. And the budget allowed. I mean, we understand because we get emails with people saying they're starting to see sentiment or their pipes are starting to make noises or they're not getting the flow. And at that point, they need to have a plumber come in and take a look at it and take a look at the whole system, because those copper pipes, they do build up sediment. Like you said, it's like an artery.
Yeah, the old steel pipe, you know, right. Certainly will as well, especially at the joints. But the horizontal ones and the vertical ones, the water just sits there for most of the time. You know, how often are we actually pushing water through those pipes?
You know, that's a great point as well. You know, people need to realize when you go straight to the water, if your water's been sitting in those pipes for a while or sitting in your hot water heater for a while, before you consume any of that water, if you're gone for a couple weeks, you come home, make sure you let it run for a little while, run through your pipes, get any stagnant waters out. Dr. Joe Gannon, years ago, I remember him talking about stagnant water and what a problem stagnant water is. And if anyone ever calls Joe Gannon's show, ask him about the time that he cut a hot water heater in half, took a saw that cut a hot water heater in half, and what he found when he cut that in half because of those issues, the stagnant water issues.
Yeah, we do that when we used to teach the building trades. We would do that. We had a water heater that we had cut like that, and it was just amazing to see what had settled on the bottom, on the top of the burner, on the bottom of the unit. Mark Hollis actually mentioned that popping.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that you get as a result of that mineral buildup on the top of a water heater. It's so common. And the pipes in the house will have that as well. The faucets, if you've had any plumbing work done, it's not uncommon to have little bits, pieces of stuff that got released into the pipes, and then they get stopped by an orifice in the shower in your bathroom or your faucet, you know, in your bathroom.
The aerator, right?
Yeah. So be aware that if you've had any work done, you might have some issues show up elsewhere in the house as a result of those little pieces of minerals that got broke up and transported through the pipe.
Speaking of the aerator, people may go, you know what, it's running fine, but it's really easy to take those off of most faucets. And if you take them off and you grab an old toothbrush, you just clean them out with an old toothbrush, You may be very surprised at how much more water flow you have coming out of those faucets just by doing something so simple.
Yeah, it's funny, for a number of years when the government first started to push energy efficiency standards and water use reduction in homes, they were putting little devices that would reduce the amount of water you would use effectively, but add air to them to make it feel like you were getting more water. And we used to go into those faucets after we installed them in new houses, and we would take out that little device. I hate to admit that, but we did it so people would get more water flow.
Well, you see that a lot today with the new shower heads that are out there. You know, they try to make them bigger. You know, there's still only so much water flow, but they add the air to them. And if you want more water flow, you saying so? You're saying people should go in there and remove that device, Chuck?
No,
Mr. Green Guy.
But we did it for a lot of years. I would do it in my own house. They called it a Venturi. It was a little conical shaped device with a hole in the middle of it, and it would go in line, you know, in the direction the water was flowing. And its sole intent was to reduce the volume of water that you might use through that device.
Right, right. Well, let's stick with the plumbing issues, Chuck, because we'll get a email every once in a while, people saying that they read an article, and I still see articles telling people to flush their hot water tanks. And yes, in most cases, flushing your hot water tank should be done, but there's a caveat to that. Chuck, can you talk about that for a second?
My philosophy is based on a couple of things like we talked about earlier. If you've got a high-quality water, it's probably a moot point. If you've never flushed it and now you decide 5 years after you had it installed that you're going to flush it, you might create more problems than you resolve because you're not going to flush out anything that's baked on the top of the burner in the bottom of that unit. You're just not going to. It's
right.
A heavy crust. You'd have to break it out with a hammer. You know?
Right, right. If you have poor water quality, that's when you get it inspected, and they'll tell you you need to flush your water heater every 3 months or every 4 months because you may not be able to get your water better. But if you have never flushed it, please don't go in there and flush it because it could make that thing not last anywhere near as long.
Well, you know, and a solution for any of the issues we've talked about with the plumbing is a good plumbing company like Shelby Mechanical. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you when that clock turns from 11:59 to 12:01, we're going to be right back on with Rove Pest Control, Rob Greer, JB Hines. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ken, I know you like Dawn dish soap as much as I do. Have you tried the new Platinum Spray, Dawn?
I have not. I have not.
I just love that product so much, I had to buy it. And I got to tell you, whether it's a stain in carpeting or your exterior siding on your house, that is a good first step toward getting things clean without, you know, worrying about contaminating, you know, the ground or your bushes or shrubs or your house.
Well, you've always liked Dawn dish soap for everything. Why is that one of your favorite cleaners of all cleaners?
I think because it's fairly benign chemically. It's a grease cutter, which I love. I love putting a grease cutter into my sewer pipes because so many people, you know, use your sewer lines as trash disposal and grease builds up there. It just, to me, it's a good total product for A, cleaning because it's effective, and B, the fact that it's not going to hurt the environment or me if I sit there using it and breathe it in. I know I saw it.
Makes sense.
Green, don't I?
No, it makes sense. And you know, whenever I'm finished cleaning something that may have some grease in it, I mean, if the grease is going to turn to lard, I scrape it up, I throw it away.
I do too.
But if it's going to be, you know, a little bit, if I pour it down my sink where my garbage disposal is, I will always use hot water. As hot as it can get. I'll always let it run first, spray a little thing of Dawn dish soap down there, dump what I have to do, spray a little more of it down there, and then let it run a few seconds more to get that grease out of the system. Because I told you years ago I had to expose one of my lines and put what's called a bladder down my main line to get the blockage, which was grease, years ago in a different house. And that was a job that I never want to do again.
You know, when I was young and dumb, I had a property in Mount Pleasant that I lived in. It was a duplex, and my tenant behind me literally got our pipes plugged up, and I had to take off the toilets. I got down under the street through the manhole cover and went backwards into the line, and it taught me a real good lesson about not wanting that line full of stuff.
And what tenants that you let live in your structures, I bet you.
Well, advising people what to put down. You know, our generation kind of grew up that was a trash repository, right? The sewer.
Right. Line. Right.
But it's not.
It's not. And unfortunately, what I've heard, a lot of people who have tenants, if it's not their house, they tend just not to care as much. And if they have an issue, they go, let's say if it's a septic tank, they go to that septic tank, they open it up, and it's full of things that just should not be down there. So that's so important, Chuck, as far as people flushing those things. The wipes
I
now.
Talked about, yeah, the, those flushable wipes that are flushable. They shouldn't be there.
Don't flush them. Don't. Oh. How hard is it? Just do, if you have to use them, we understand, wrap them up, throw them away.
In a wastebasket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it. Exactly. And the grease thing, you know, if we could get a good message out there to our listeners, don't dump any grease down your sewer lines. Don't put anything in those sewer lines that isn't either human waste or the right and proper toilet paper.
I do not put tissue down my toilets. I do not put paper towels down my toilets. They're not meant to go down the toilets. And I tell you, if you're able to do it yourself, I'll say it nicely, it's a dirty job. And if you're not able to do it yourself, it's an expensive job.
Yes. So I'm telling you, I will never forget the experience I had spending an entire day and seeing what came out of, you know, 100 feet of 4-inch pipe. It's disgusting, and it wakes you up. We're going to have to ask Rob and JB about birds in gutters. We've had people talking about nests being built in gutters and in sheds, you know, where mourning doves will go into a shed because the door was open and build a nest up in the rafters or the garage. Yeah. People leave the garage doors open. I heard that peppermint and lemon sprays will deter them. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah, any kind of peppermint, from what I understand, will deter anything. Any kind of mint will deter just about anything, and they do not like the lemon. So I really do believe that's the case.
So an essential oil, maybe diluted with water in a spray bottle?
Yep. That's the key. And that's also good coming up on the time of year that we're coming on with the box elders that are going to be out and the marmalated stink bugs.
Right.
If you spray the west side, south side of your house, where those normally congregate to get the heat on your house with that solution, it'll help keep them away. Because those are really about to start coming out. Those marmalade and stink bugs are going to be looking for places to stay as the weather gets colder. And if you can take care of it now, you're in good shape. And listen, I want to mention again, between the noon and 1 hour, we're going to be talking to Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control. So please, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 888-654-GUYS or 800-859-0WJR. If you have a question about any bugs out there, Rob Greer and JB Hunt can answer those questions. And I tell you, Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections recently posted a quick video that he took of a active termite nest inside of a house that he inspected.
People don't think we have termites in Michigan.
You're right. And it was a very active termite nest in Michigan. So
they are scary. To me, termites, carpenter ants, powder pulse beetles, which we don't see much of, anything that destroys the wood structure in a house, to me, is scary.
Yeah, you know, like those carpenter bees, they normally just go in, they'll drill a hole and then make a nest. Termites, powder pulse beetles, they go in and they wander, and they eat, and they wander.
They destroy. It's funny, if you've ever seen a piece of lumber that carpenter ants have had access to for a while, they literally functionally destroy it. I mean, they eat the organic material. I get it, you know, but boy, you don't want them in the house.
You do not want them in the house. No, your phone call's coming up, 888-654-GUYS, 888-654-4897. If you're just tuning in, we're giving that number out here at almost noon because we're going to be around for the next hour speaking to our good friends at Rove Pest Control. It is a program you do not want to miss, right?
I agree with you 1,000%.
Also, if you go to the inside, if you love what you hear about Rove Pest Control for the next hour or any other company that you hear on the Inside Outside Guys, theinsideoutsideguys.com, you can go there and find a discount for almost all of our team partners. Those are just
amazing
for you.
Discounts.
great discounts for you, the team partner. If you missed a show, if you're sitting at your desk and you missed a show, you can go to our archives page and find any show that we had in the past called podcast now, but they're there waiting for you.
and the articles.
And the articles. Great article this weekend on light bulbs. Great article. Yeah, very educational. People need to read this stuff because it'll help you. You know what? Our goal, we say it all the time, laughing and learning. We love to laugh. We love to entertain. But we also want to make sure that we teach you and you guys retain the information that we're teaching you. And you're going to find that in all of our articles at Detroit News and the Pro Home Magazine, correct?
Boy.
Home Pro Magazine, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Pro, it's funny you say that. I love the opportunity to expand on a topic. So often during the radio show, you know, we get to do a tiny, tiny bit of a topic, and then we're on to another topic. But when we write about it, we get to invest anywhere from 500 to 700 plus words in it and expand on it, which is just more fun.
Yes. And everyone knows, if you keep your house clean, you're going to have a lot less chance of bugs, all right? And if you really want to get a house clean, go ahead and clean it all you want to, and then call Chet's Cleaning to come in. Take care of the carpets. Take care of the rugs. Take care of the upholstery, the furniture, the outside pillows. If you have it and it needs to be clean, Chet's Cleaning can handle the job. Stick around for another hour of the Inside Outside Guys today featuring Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control.